It is Thanksgiving, and we're coming up on the end of the year. We're looking forward to the new year, and so what better way to do this but for Amy Jo and I to give you some thoughts about how you might goal set for the next year. We're here to talk to you about some strategies and goal setting for the year and how formative it can be and how it's almost like construction. And speaking of construction, we have an incredible paving crew that is right outside of our studio right now. And so you're gonna hear something, just recognize that what they're doing right now is improving the city for us. And so we're gonna film and have them in the background. A lot of people do this. We set goals for the next year. We set some ideas forth and saying, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, you know, only to wake up some February morning, if that, and find that we're suddenly not doing anything. And so what we want to talk to you today about is really a concept that Amy Jo is really driven in the office and just has resonated a ton with me. Right when I came here about a year and a half ago, the very first thing that Amy Jo did is she came in, she's like, I want you to participate in this concept, in this thought of developing one word that is kind of your North Star, your clarity for the year. And it was great because that resonated so much with me. That's something that I've been doing since 2018 as well. A little bit of a different process, but the way that Amy Jo spelled it out and then gave me a book to read, which is just amazing. And then she got buy-in across the entire office for all of us to go ahead and do this. So we want to talk to you a little bit about why it's valuable, what it looks like to actually dive into it, and then give you a challenge at the end. So Amy Jo, you talk to us a little bit about your heart on this, because it's amazing.
I think, you know, I was first introduced to this one word concept from my son, who learned it from a basketball coach at college. And this was a guy that was just this incredible difference maker, kind of in there for the long game for these kids. And I thought, you know, what a great way for us to care for each other here in the office, to stretch each other a little bit and challenge each other all at the same time. If you think about it, we're either growing or we're declining.
Yeah.
You know, we're not static if we're living. And so here's a way that we can kind of slide up alongside each other and help each other grow to who we were meant to be.
Yeah, and you pushed that. You pushed that really. And we were able to get buy-in, like we said, for every person in the office. We've all got our words. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're coming up on the 11th month of being able to look at those things. It's been really pretty amazing to go ahead and do this. I mean, one of the things that's so valuable to it is that it gives us clarity. It gives us focus. It's not this disparate thing of like, I want to, you know, just like shotgun approach of the different things I want to do. It really does focus people in, and it gives us simplicity. And then it also talks about just this transformation piece. And that's something that I love how you talk about, you know, this idea of becoming.
You know, I think it's one of those things where this isn't about a task. It isn't about a resolution. It's kind of about who you are becoming to, like, your to-be list is how I've described it. One thing that we can do for each other when we care for each other is be part of a stretch team. You know, that's what the book refers to it as. And it's a way to slide up alongside of each other, get a little vulnerable and encourage, you know? And I think it doesn't have to be big or complicated in order to have meaningful change.
Right.
And so that's where I think the one word just can resonate, you know, with people as they experience work relationships or home relationships. Maybe over time you've kind of drifted from where you really want to be. And so this is a way to kind of refocus on that one word for this year.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll come back to that stretch thing, because that kind of leads into how do you do this? The first thing is to look in. It really is to get introspective, right? And get to know yourself a little bit. Spend some time thinking about what am I right now and what do I hope to become, right? And really focusing on that. And then the second thing is then to look up, right? And we talk about where do you look for inspiration? You know, is that spirituality? What is it that could help you get a little bit of maybe a higher level look down, saying, hey, here's maybe some intent for you? And that's really powerful. And then the third thing is to look out. And that's really to start practicing. We always talk about, you know, even in finance, we talk about just start doing it, because a moving car is much easier to steer. So it's the same idea. Look out, be active, and then going back to your idea of having the stretch groups, really bringing people in around you. And you said something about earlier when we were talking about this, about accountability. It's not negative, it's right.
Right. It's not a shaming thing.
Right.
That's where, you know, we can kind of make jokes of it, but we really do want to intentionally care about someone, you know, and in this daily life, you have chaos, you have stresses, and this is kind of a way to recenter, mm-hmm. kind of refocus. It's such a small thing, and it makes such a big impact. Just like instead of responding quickly to someone, if you just pause for a second, it can make such a difference in how that person's day is going to be or the Absolutely. Attitude. I love that it's really applicable to anybody.
Exactly.
It's so small and yeah. it surfaces, like for me, it's a theme. Like there's a common theme in my, you know, struggle, or if there's a common theme and why can't I get to this next spot, whatever it yeah. is. So I like that it does kind of come out and you'll hear it throughout the year.
Oh, it's, absolutely.
It comes up, it bubbles
yeah.
up.
Yeah. And I agree with that. And I think I love the theme thought because so for me, this year, I had focused on the word discipline.
Yeah.
And I basically was saying, like, look, there are things that I want to see changed in how I'm acting and those sorts of things. And I started to approach it. But what I found over the course of time and over the course of the year was the discipline piece was just the surface of it. It's almost like I was maybe pruning the fruit of something and not addressing the root of something. And so that was a good deep awareness piece for me to basically say, okay, yeah, as I'm going through this, am I developing discipline? Yes and no, and I've got some setbacks and that sort of stuff. But more importantly, I'm understanding the reason why some of those things are in place that I wanted to put discipline to is because of some of the root things that are going on. And so that's informed my next year into the word for next year. So it's really, really iterative. I mean, I just love your heart on getting all of the office to get buy-in and having us all know each other's words, mm-hmm. Which is just really, really powerful. So what? Anything else you'd add on that?
No, I just, you know, I'm hoping that as time goes on, we even can maybe do a 10 capital one word.
Yeah.
You know, kind of come together over that. But it's fun. I hope we can keep the traction. And I love being able to slide up along people.
Absolutely.
And encourage.
Yeah. So how do you do this? You know, we've talked about, or I guess maybe more importantly, what are some challenges? What's the challenge back to you? So the first thing really is to try to find that one word. Just spend even 10 minutes just thinking back over the year a little bit, thinking about the different contexts of your life, whether that's family, whether that's friends, whether that's work, whether that's recreation, whatever, just jot some ideas down. You've got a hot minute before the end of the year, and so you can allow that to ruminate and come up with what is that one thematic word that might apply. And again, don't worry about making a mistake. You'll find out as you move forward. So that's really helpful. The second thing is once you land on that word, find some visuals to reinforce it. Put something on your mirror, put it on your screen, put it or whatever. Like I went ahead and, you know, you bought everyone a book. I then bought a little token for everyone's words. Sometimes it's on a keychain for people. It's on their desktop. So Amy Jo, you've been doing this for a while and you've been doing it with others for a while. And so now we're gonna look to your wisdom on this. Well, give us an example of someone you know where you've started to see this really come into play.
My one word this year was fruitful. And it came out of the fact that I felt like there were too many times I was not fruitful, meaning I didn't encourage like I should, or I kind of had a bad vibe or whatever. I need to think ahead, what triggers me to go that direction, you know, and kind of be aware of it, take a little pause and maybe choose a different path. What about you?
I think for me, there was a situation where, it was freedom. And it was this concept of, we had no idea where that was going to go. And it became a very personal step of letting go of particular people and then refocusing on other people. And the freedom to let go of some of those people, although very, very painful in the process, it really opened up, I guess, some opportunities and some maybe regrowth in some of the other areas. So, and show them the book, because, you know, this isn't really a book club thing, but there it is.
The one word that could change your life.
Yeah. As you can see by the profile, it's pretty small. It's very digestible, even just in one sitting.
45 minutes.
Both of my boys. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For 2025, my word for the year was efficiency. And I chose that because I have felt for the last 5 years or so at 10 Capital as we continue to grow. Sometimes things aren't as efficient as I'd like them to be. And I just felt like as we focused on all of these other amazing areas to help clients do things for employees, there was oftentimes it just wasn't as efficient as what I thought it could be. So not only was the word important to me and something to really focus on throughout the year, but it's been amazing to watch as we have taken on new projects, pieces of software, continued to talk with each team member about their role and their impact on the overall organization, starting at looking at it through the lens of efficiency and how we can make each person and each process efficient, it certainly led to a lot more, I'm just gonna say, productivity and a lack of just issues that arise when you're spinning your wheels and wasting time.
So my one word for 2025 was forward. And one of the movies I really liked growing up was Meet the Robinsons. And the scientist, his saying is keep moving forward. And I love that he became a great inventor and was very positive. And so that's kind of where the inspiration came from. And it really served to be a good reminder every day of, you know, when you're in the weeds or busy, 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 it's always nice to keep your eyes on the horizon and what's next. And it just helped me keep a positive attitude and moving in the right direction.
Word was intentional. The reason I picked that was focusing on sometimes doing less, saying no to more things, but just being more intentional with my time. I think it's actually increased my capacity for sure. So rather than coming in with a list of 20 things, really going down to like, what's the most critical things? What can I delegate? I think I'm doing a much better job and actually getting those things done quicker, thinking through this process.
So my word for the year was restore. I picked it just, you know, a lot of thought and reflection on, you know, I kind of pick a word of the year. And so that was kind of where we settled on. And the main reason was last year I got in a car accident, which hurt my neck and my shoulder and obviously got my car totaled. And so there was a lot of restoring that I needed to do, whether it was with getting a new car or fixing my neck and my wrist. And so I spent a lot of time in previous year and in this year getting back to kind of restoring my body to what it was before. And so it was really good things to basically fix from the past and then made 2025 that particular year.
Well, thanks very much. We appreciate all that you all do and your willingness to listen to us in a variety of different ways. Hopefully this is something that's beneficial for you. We know that it's been beneficial for us, and by an extension of the office doing it, it's been beneficial to you as well.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.